the Public News Service Daily Newscast for October the 7th, 2025. I'm Mike Clifford. President Trump threatened Monday to invoke the Insurrection Act. That's the 1807 law that grants the president emergency powers to deploy troops on U.S. soil. It happened in response to recent court rulings that have blocked his efforts to deploy the National Guard in major American cities. That from the New York Times. At the Oval Office, Trump was asked under what circumstances he would exercise those emergency powers. Trump replied, "We have an Insurrection Act for a reason, and that he would invoke the act if people were being killed and courts were holding us up, or mayors or governors were holding us up." The Times notes that Trump's remarks came after two court rulings over the weekend blocked the Trump administration from deploying hundreds of out-of-state National Guard troops to Oregon. And the U.S. Supreme Court is now set to hear oral arguments today. The case challenges a Colorado law that bans the practice of conversion therapy for minors, where counselors work to change a child's sexual orientation or gender identity.
Colorado therapist Kaylee Childs says the law is a violation of her First Amendment rights to free speech and religious liberty because sessions only involve talk therapy. Casey Pick with the Trevor Project says Colorado's law, similar to measures passed in 22 other states, is meant to prevent harm to children and their families.
We found in a peer-reviewed piece of research that youth who are subjected to conversion therapy are twice as likely to report a suicide attempt in the previous year, 2.5 times as likely to report multiple suicide attempts in the previous year. That is what is at stake in this case.
Colorado is expected to argue that the minor conversion therapy law regulates treatments found to be unsafe and ineffective by mental health professionals and does not apply to someone practicing religious ministry. Most major medical and mental health associations, including the American Psychiatric Association, the American Psychological Association, and the American Medical Association, have condemned the practice as a violation of a therapist's oath to do no harm. Childs says Colorado is inflicting harm by cutting off access to counseling sought by distressed kids and their families. I'm Eric Galatas.
And a conference focused on solutions to environmental issues in North Carolina is holding its 10th annual meeting this week.
The NC Breathe Conference is being held in Charlotte on Wednesday and Thursday. Madison Fragnito with Clean Air NC, which puts on the conference, says the goal is to ensure people can apply solutions learned at the conference based on what's happening in their communities.
We're bringing together those healthcare professionals, policymakers, and community leaders to design paths forward, but also paths that are rooted in real experiences across the state so that they can be taken back to our partners and community members and they can have a roadmap.
Fragnito says this year's theme is cultivating resilience, planetary and community health, solutions for the future. I'm Eric Tegedoff reporting.
This is Public News Service. As part of Hispanic Heritage Month, the national group is helping New York's Hispanic and Latino community with end-of-life planning.
While this is important so family members understand a person's final wishes, it comes with numerous challenges, such as language barriers. Leslie Martinez Ramirez with Compassion and Choices notes forms aren't always translated properly or easily understood once they are. She says another challenge is the cultural barrier related to talking about death.
You want to start this conversation with the old ones, for example, with the elders, and they start like, no, I don't want to talk about it. This is bad luck. You bring death if you would start these conversations.
Trainings are offered so community groups can help people make these decisions and understand their options. Ramirez notes it's important to meet people where they are, such as churches and nonprofits. Compassion and Choices Train the Advocate program for community health workers is one way to ensure Hispanic and Latino families have a better chance of accessing this information. She says these health workers are part of the community they serve and are trusted when it comes to health matters. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
And an estimated 22,000 jobs in the wind manufacturing industry could be created in Appalachian Pennsylvania and neighboring states in the coming decades, as according to a new report from Reimagine Appalachia.
Wind and solar projects made up 96% of new electric capacity nationwide through the first half of this year. Michael Shields with Reimagine Appalachia says the region's existing skilled workers, manufacturing history, and unique geography could make the Keystone State a key player.
That doesn't mean that Appalachia has to lose its place as a driving force behind energy production in the U.S. And we find that through opportunities for Appalachian communities to participate in manufacturing for the new energy economy.
More than 73,000 wind turbines operating across the country generate enough power to keep the lights on in more than 46 million American homes, according to the report. Danielle Smith reporting.
Finally, our Joey Lurie lets us know Broad Ripple in Indianapolis is welcoming a new landmark.
Artist Jason Myers of Logansport is installing a large-scale sculpture designed to symbolize unity and diversity at the entrance to the cultural district. Myers says he has always turned to art to capture memory and meaning.
I wanted my work to be more about the feeling of these interactions we have in life and convey those memories of those moments in life.
The broad ripple piece called Gavin Divergence reflects what Myers sees as the village's spirit. He says the transparent skeletal design represents the structures of society with music, food, culture, and community all connected in one place. A location at College Avenue and Westfield Boulevard was chosen as a gateway to the district.
The Broad Ripple sculpture expected to be unveiled after Halloween. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Find our trusted indicators at publicnewsservice.org.